Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Professor Sithuleho Madilisi is a political analyst who's on the line just for some reaction on the speech. Good evening, Prof, and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good evening, Chimelo, and let me take the opportunity to greet your wonderful listeners.
And your reaction to the speech tonight?
Yeah, well, it was along what we have become accustomed to, because the government programs do not change overnight, and I've seen some reaction from the opposition parties blaming the president for almost like rehashing what he stated in February. But I mean, some of us already knew that he will not depart much from the State of the Nation address in February. What stands out for me is the key issues that you have highlighted. And I mean, these are long-standing challenges in South Africa, and the question is how. And perhaps if there's been more emphasis on the how will the seventh administration deal with these challenges of unemployment, lack of oversight and accountability, because these are key issues that drives and enhances an economy if you've got good governance, ethical leadership, and those are the things that for me are really worrying. Also, I mean, nothing much on the issue of land distribution, and there's some grey area that I only believe the president did not focus on.
He said that they will be obviously giving people some homes, or at least allocating land that they will distribute. He says they will also be given title deeds. A little bit of what he said, you're saying, is not enough in with regards to what is required to be done.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good, and we can't blame the president for that. The problem in our country is that, yes, you've got gatekeepers. You've got a national program, land needs to be distributed too, but then go to local government level. It all depends on whom you know, and these are the people who are messing up the image of the government. And the question, yet once again, there's absolutely no consequent management. I mean, the plans are there. There's always been these kind of plans. I mean, Vision 2030 and all that, a reduction of load shedding. Yes, we've seen a significant progress in terms of that. But the question is, how is this going to work differently than what has been happening in the past? And I don't say it's not enough, but I strongly believe that you should have focused on what is going to happen. Why in South Africa today, after more than 30 years of democracy, are there still too many residents who does not have access to clean water, and grants are being given on an annual basis to municipality? The question is, in this age of technology, the digital revolution in the world, South Africa is still battling to even find a trail of where the funds are going. And the question is, why action is not taken against individuals who are responsible? So these things, it's fine at national level, a lot of pronouncements, but when it comes to implementation, it all depends who you know, and if you are not pro the so-called local leaders, you will always be at the other side of the table, the dinner table.
So he makes mention of Operation Vulindlela in the presidency, and that they're going to be kicking gear into the second phase, which addresses some of the things that you're referring to. It's been around. Do you think this is the way to go, or do you think it should be overhauled completely?
No, well, that's the way to go. But one thing that needs to happen is that when there are plans, and if these plans do not work, take South Africans into confidence. I don't think we are South African citizens, what I would call a radical, to such an extent that they will not be sympathetic to some of the challenges that our government face. And we should also understand that, some of these pronouncements are made and promises, but along the line, there will be challenges, but yet once again, go back to the people. Don't go back to the people 3 or 6 months before the next elections. And then I think that is what needs to happen. And then the president, to a certain extent, have done that. We've seen during his visits to the provinces, even way before the elections. And that is what needs to happen at local level, and I mean a community level. But there's also a responsibility upon South African citizens. We need to take back the power from our public representative, and we've shown through the vote. But yet, in terms of holding them accountable, and by this, we don't encourage people to go out and demolish infrastructure and all that when they engage in protests. There are other means to engage our government. We need active citizenry to hold our government account, and perhaps we will see that programs such as Bulindlela will bear positive fruits for South Africans. But very briefly, I also have to mention that, you know, the Presidential Youth Employment Program worked perfectly. Our university and even my department that I'm leading has been a beneficiary of that. And some of the people that we used as interns got permanent jobs 6 months later. So there are a lot of positive things going on. We just need South African citizens, those public servants, to be committed and loyal to the government of the day.
Prof, I'd like to open the lines and maybe people can also ask you questions and engage. And Tata Sifudi is on the line with us. So thank you so much for calling. Good evening and welcome. Tata Sifudi, you're live on the radio. Can you hear us? All right, let's take him back because I think maybe he didn't realize that we're going to come back to him so soon. Just to come back to you, Prof, you know, you just mentioned the Operation Vulindlela Reform Program. You've also mentioned the Youth Employment Program, saying that it did very well. You, I think it was about 25,000 young people who were put into those programs, into schools and institutions of learning as assistants. He says, you know, it's done very well. Clearly, we need more of this kind of thing. And your sense of, you're saying it was successful even at your university. Could it have been improved? How can we improve on the program that you saw firsthand as a good program?
For me, I think you need to look at our institutions that we are utilizing. We've got an institution, CEDA, which is supposed to provide, you know, support to small businesses, enterprises, emerging enterprises. But yet again, I mean, the elephant in the room in South Africa, yet again, it's your political affiliation. Who do you know who works at the CEDA regional offices? Because this javelin throwing tactic where somebody inside will see opportunities come, resign, and then benefit from because they've got first-hand information. These are the kind of things that it's a huge problem. So I think this youth employment stimulus from the president's work, because by law, I mean, if you look, and I don't say universities, tertiary institutions are saints, because there's also a lot of things happening there, but at least in terms of the accountability and the systems in place, and that's why perhaps it was easy. You know, it's open and it's transparent in terms of the recruitment of this. But the moment if you got leaders sitting in a government agency which has skewed priorities about self-enrichment, then it becomes problematic. So our institutions and all these other strategies that we have should be led by people. But I mean, even I strongly believe that we do have capable leaders in our public service, but they are those ones that are just, you know, a huge problem. And those are the monsters that we need to fight.
All right. Let me come back to Tata Sifudi. Your sense of how the president gave us his take on what needs to happen in the 7th administration. What did you think?
I've observed the protocol, Pimelo, and the professor. You know, this we've been here before. But we who are the prisoners of hope, the point that I can pick up from what the president has said is the cost of living and the cost of traveling. If we can do that, and deal with the issue of the railway line and mitigate against the cost of living. Things will be better. And again, Sipumelo, my issue is on crime. The president was not very strong on crime. And to me, I say, get on with it. Don't repeat it in the last term and you don't finish it off. You just talk about it. Now, hopefully, this seventh administration, it will be to us a watershed movement. And I say, get on with it. And the people are sleeping on an empty stomach. Mm. Create jobs. Let South Africa go to the position that it is deserved, and people have patience have been highly tested.
Good evening to you, Ntate Sifudi. So, of course, from what Ntate Sifudi is saying, you know, people are going home and are going to bed hungry. We are told that he's going to be improving or at least expanding on the food basket that will be exempt from VAT. I want to see what that food basket now looks like. That I think is interesting. What does that expansion look like? I think if we get that right, it will really assist a lot of people who are going hungry. Fuel levies will be reviewed, he says. I think that's going to be also very interesting. Dr. Fusifudi is asking about crime. It looks like they're going to be bringing back specialized units for organized crime. That's going to be interesting. He's speaking about illegal mining. He spoke about the drug cartels. He spoke about the cartels that we are seeing in the construction mafias that we keep hearing about. So it seems like they're going to have a plan. And as Prof said, maybe not good enough. I'd like to hear from you. 086 000 00959. Or maybe it is. Who knows? Maybe we're being skeptical. And you can also send those voice notes on 063 688 0959. Political analyst Professor Sutulego Mat is on the line with us, and as I said, very happy to take your reaction on 063 688 0959, and we can very happily also take your calls as well. Prof, a couple of things that came up. The president spoke about municipalities, saying that we need to get back into dealing with municipalities, and they're going to be looking at this with the treasury, just so that there is a sustainable funding model that's going to assist the municipalities. He spoke about visiting eThekwini, saying that they are going to be engaging in a thing called eThekwini Presidential Working Group, and that they're going to take this model and implement it in other metros as well that are almost decaying, and admitted that they are decaying, and we need to bring them back to their glory days. Your sense of this plan?
Yeah, well, it could work, and I just also have to hasten to say that, look, these are broad plans, and there will still be a medium-term development plan that will detail all these plans and intervention, will come up with measurable or objectives, so that we understand. The problem is we already currently have municipality. If you look in the Southern Free State, Kopanong municipality, very small municipality, workers goes unpaid for more than 3 months. Mm-hmm. So these are current issues. And my question, and I'm just referring to one municipality, can the government at national level, COCTA department, mm-hmm. intervene, support those municipalities, and start from there? So you keep on talking mm-hmm. about this thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the problem comes from. Yeah. And that is, if we touch on three critical issues. I'm trembling where I am, and I'm not joking. Mm. When you talk about crime, the moment when the sun sets, irrespective of where you find yourself, it becomes a problem. We are trapped in our houses, and criminals are doing as they please. And that is what I would say your bread and butter issues, fundamental issues that affects people in enjoying and experiencing this kind of democracy that our departed father Nelson Mandela would want wanted us to enjoy this freedom in a very positive manner.
So I'm so keen to expand on your thoughts on, you know, the role of COCTA, for instance, in municipalities, because the president mentioned the fact that there's also going to be a need to reassess how municipalities are managing indigent families actually data. You know, every time we speak to municipalities, they all deny it. They all deny it. The indigent list is up to date. It's perfect and it's working. And when you keep telling them it's not true, you know, they don't want to accept that. But here the president is saying, well, that program needs to be properly implemented. COCTA doesn't even do its job in municipalities the way it should, as you've just alluded to. So do you think he's on the right track in trying to bring the management of municipalities into his presidency?
Well, I strongly believe perhaps the government of national unity now having opposition parties, they will bring undue pressure. We've seen how the Minister of Sports have gone out publishing, well, although that can also be unethical, but the fact of the matter is there will be undue pressure. I'm just going to refer to what I would regard as the most objective, credible reports from your, your auditor general's office. I work at the University of the Free State. Mm. If I get an advance of 100 rand and I go and buy a newspaper for 3 rand, I will be in trouble. My finance unit will ask me, but no, you need to repay that. And the question is, why with this funding? How does money get spent without a paper trail? So this is, for me, the starting point, getting the basics right. And that is a problem. There's absolutely no consequence management. Yes, it's fine. It's a new strategy to try and deal with municipalities. But, I mean, there are glaring errors, mistakes that have been happening, where I strongly believe by now the chief executive officer of this country, who is the president, would have came out guns blazing and say, not in my name. I want answers from the municipal manager, the chief financial officer, what happened here, and then action should be taken against those individuals. And it's only then that we will be able to get our municipalities right. But I just see this as another layer, another strategy, which will prolong, and when we open our eyes, we will be on the eve of the next general elections again.
All right. Let's talk about other things, infrastructure that the president spoke about, speaking about bulk water infrastructure needs to be looked into very carefully. We need to continue with the National Logistics Crisis Committee that's already trying to deal with the ports and freight as well. And we know those problems persist. He spoke about bringing in skills. Just give me your thoughts on that, you know, making sure that we have visa reforms to facilitate the movement of skilled labor into the country. Your sense of that?
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, it's very commendable what the government have done in terms of infrastructure, but also in certain sectors. There are roads that have been, built and, water infrastructure. So the other day, also many municipalities, maintaining their water infrastructure. Those are good, and I think that should have happened, by the way. But that is commendable. But the problem with skills transfers is that we also need to expose South Africans to this kind of work so that in future we should be independent, when it comes to the participants or participating in ensuring that we can handle major infrastructural projects in this country. So going forward, there should be plans even from our municipalities and provinces as to how are they going to maintain and stick to that. This whole notion where techs are suddenly then shut down because there had to be an emergency maintenance going on, it should not be the case. And the same applies to our energy provision. And I think I just hope that perhaps we can go along this trajectory, what we have been experiencing recently. But I strongly believe where we're lacking, we will have to tap into, the skills from other countries. But going forward, a long-term plan will be to invest in South Africans.
Okay, the grants seems to be staying. The grants, the SRD grant seems to be staying. Your thought on that?
Well, that because some people have thought that perhaps that has been an election ploy. I think it's good. Many people are, using that to actually enhance their own livelihood and well-being. But we can't blame people who abuse this particular system. But yeah, I strongly believe it's a good move. Then this is also indicative from the presidency that perhaps it was not a ploy to obviously encourage people to vote for the ruling party.
All right. Professor Sithuleho Matibisi is a political analyst also from the University of the Free State. Thank you so much for your take. Continue to take those reactions from yourselves. 086-000-0959, 063-688-0959. Listen, I'm very happy for us to unpack this very, very slowly, very, very, very easily. So if you have any questions, if you've missed anything and you were not able to follow, please call in. You can ask. I have no problem going through it with you, so that we are all on the same page and we're speaking about the same thing. I don't want this to be the kind of statement, the kind of speech that was just said there and you haven't connected with it. So please, if you want to ask any question, you may have missed something, very, very happy for me to unpack it for you. 086-000-0959. You can ask any question. We'll try our best to try and make sure that we make you fully understand what it is that the president was saying. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'll be speaking to Ned Lack.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.